USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Under my administration, federal law enforcement is working with state and local authorities all over the country to comb through hours of video, track down rioters, looters, and arsonists, and bring them to justice.
President Trump at the White House speaking regarding an update on what he calls left-wing political violence. The president continues.
We've just come up with a report that we've arrested a large number of people. It's over 200, and you'll be hearing about that, but they've been arrested in various cities throughout the United States. We're doing it very low-key.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is taking President Trump to task on many issues facing America today. Biden traveling to Pittsburgh saying the economy is in terrible shape thanks to the president. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hurricane Laura still affecting folks in Louisiana. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Thousands of people in Louisiana still have no power days after Hurricane Laura. More than 350,000 people with no electricity. Water systems serving over 150,000 people aren't working either.
With a little more on this story, Louisiana resident Heather Trahan says people are helping out in her state.
A little girl helped me and told me thank you so much. As she and her boyfriend, who is 19, slept on the Papa John's parking lot with nothing but a bag of clothes, nothing, I knew that it wasn't time for me to stop helping.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, a federal judge can examine the Justice Department's decision to move to drop the criminal case against President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. That's according to a U.S. appeals court. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks is proposing a bill that would prevent people convicted of a federal crime during a protest from receiving federal employment assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic. Banks introducing the Support Peaceful Protest Act, which would also require convicted protesters to pay for the cost of federal policing of a demonstration. The Republican congressman saying it would strip rioters of enhanced federal benefits like unemployment money from the CARES Act passed into law to help Americans amid the coronavirus outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.